A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and today it is Wednesday, January the 8th, and here we are already. A little bit of frost on the window maybe this morning. I know, I think I moved pretty quickly going to the van and cranking it up for Reagan this morning and turning the seat warmers on. Kind of a in and out, if you will, but everybody is kind of on edge about the weather again, so here we are. But side note, for a friend of mine, what about those Tennessee-Florida game last night? Basketball, men's basketball, that was, as one of my other friends says, that was unbelievable. Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that basketball game. You know, it's fascinating this time of year. There's a lot of sports. I don't know if you guys like watching the sports games, but the things that kind of happen is just it's the excitement from it. Look forward to seeing how everything kind of finishes out, if you will. I know yesterday was having a conversation with one of the gentlemen that was riding, so giving him a ride, because I also do some Uber on the side as well. And you know, you always, that's a dialect or dialogue that can get interesting. Some people, you know, they'll talk, and then most of the time I would say that people pretty much kind of are on their phones while they're riding, which is fine as well. And then, you know, when one of the ladies yesterday, she had two cats that she was taking to the vet. Yeah, that's right. So something about she had to get them checked. But anyway, I thought that was quite interesting. She had a little carriage thing for the cats and all this other stuff. But anyway, she loved her cats. Good for her. And so, yeah, just where was I going with that? Just the conversations that you have with people, and the differences of just how people are. And to me, I don't know, it's almost like too, just seeing the ways in which God has created us all differently, and not everyone likes the same clothes or the same perfumes. I mean, some people get in there and they have some pretty strong perfume. Anyway, so yeah, I just kind of I went with that direction for some reason about the Uber thing. But anyway, thankful to be able to do that, and probably will do some a little bit today. Also, just kind of for, I guess, announcements, we are actually kicking off our Wednesday night meals at church this evening. Starts at 6 p.m. So if you don't want to cook this evening, come on out to Woodlawn Baptist Church at 6 p.m. and get a, I think tonight's menu is salad bar and baked potato. So come on out, get your bellies full, and maybe get even some nourishment for the soul, as our Pastor Mitch probably will give some very in-depth information as far as biblical understanding and truths from the Bible. So again, at 6 p.m., Woodlawn Baptist Church in Lowell, North Carolina. I look forward to seeing you if you can drop in. Yeah, baked potato and salad bar. Come on in and get you something to eat. Also, just kind of wanted to give heads up. You know, I had said that I probably will have people come on in the future. I know Reagan has spoken in the past when we first started kind of kicking some things around, and she shared some of her thoughts on the podcast. And so look forward to getting some things lined up with brothers and sisters in Christ, and those that I've had relationship with for a while. So we'll stay tuned for those details coming up as well. But today I wanted to share a passage that I think speaks to the inner turmoil. You know, and I've briefly kind of talked about that in the past, that sometimes we can maybe even ourselves get a little bit delusional about things, how our minds operate and what we dwell upon, with whatever it may be. And, even from the standpoint of how that causes our reactions towards other people, how we, you know, process things. And then of course, maybe even our own actions and reference to how we, you know, trust and have faith in God. So yeah, a lot of different ways in which that kind of brews and kind of comes to fruition for us as people. But it comes out of James chapter 4. James chapter 4, and it says this, verse 1. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that rage war in your members? He goes on and says, you lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. So what is it that causes conflicts is the question. Is it not the things that rage within? You know, I don't know if I speak about food a lot, so my apologies. You know, there's just something about that God gave us the ability to be able to taste things and enjoy things. I don't know how many of you like eating boiled eggs. You know, I don't know. There's just something. Boiled eggs probably don't smell too good, of course. But so the other day, I was fixing some eggs. And of course, one of the things that happened was is that if you leave the pot of water on high, then of course the water will eventually kind of spill over, which again, my problem is I filled the pot with too much water. But then of course, if you turn the temperature down, then the actual boiling subsides. So we would say there's a heat. And I'm kind of using a reference from what I learned at a counseling class from a professor at Southern Seminary, and how he describes the heat there. And I thought that was a good point. But one of the things that I noticed was is that, you know, of course, once I turned the heat down, the water didn't boil over. And I guess for me, it was almost like the mentality that we kind of come under whenever there are things that we're maybe contemplating or working through, trying to process, whatever may be the case. And it is, it's like a churning within our mind, you know, and of course those pressures can be from different areas, that are coming at us maybe all at one time. And that, of course, that can be from day to day. Some days may be better than others. You know, some days may be worse. there's things that, of course, you know, just like here recently, I guess with the weather, we've been having the news on more in the evening, kind of trying to see what the what the updates are and how everything is, you know, kind of going to play out. My wife is on a first name basis with Brad, the meteorologist, you know, so we're on it. But and in that same token, you know, as you're sitting there watching the news right now, especially too, just kind of giving a taste of what's going on out in California and the fires, of course, the coverage with that, and our hearts and prayers go out with those people there that have been impacted by that situation. But you know, there's so many different angles that we're basically bombarded by with things that can kind of come in And we could literally say there is a lot of pressure, however that may be. And then, of course, we filter that, and then we start to think about those things, and then maybe we even start to dwell on it in a way that, you know, there's some type of turmoil that starts to build within us. And I mean, that could happen. I'm not saying it always happens. But I feel as though that what James is implying when he describes what causes these quarrels, these conflicts, is it not something that happens from within the individual? And I think there's a lot of truth to that because, I mean, the focal point from where we start at and how we start actually reacting to things that are internal, then it reflects on the external. And then we start to see however that plays out with people around us, even ourselves, the way we, again, have interactions with others, you know, and a lot of it, too, sometimes can be just from not even talking about things, like talking through things, instead maybe of just, you know, harboring some feelings or not wanting to discuss matters because of whatever could occur from having a conversation with someone. And it's always interesting how that can play out. And I mean, that's also in today's society. I mean, going back to the Uber thing, you know, you have to be careful on what you talk about. I mean, one of the videos there for the Uber training says, you know, don't have discussions that talk about personal matters. You know, talk about the weather, talk about common things. And, you know, it's somewhat sad in some ways that, you know, you have to be guarded in those conversations to a certain point, but then sometimes there's opportunity there as well. It's not always guarded as what's described. Excuse me. And so I think that when we look at James and we see the detail as to what he's describing in the Bible, when it's talking about what causes these conflicts, is a lot of it, it's self-inflicted. A lot of the situations that we face, it's things that we ourselves probably haven't dealt with like we should. And he goes on to say, you know, you ask, you do not ask, but when you do ask, you ask for the wrong things because of what your mind is focused on instead of what it should be, you know, instead of being detailed about what God has given you in that moment. You know, I've often gave reference to this about we had to take a driving class one time for the company I worked with. And, you know, one of the references that my boss gave was talking about people that basically make you mad when you're driving. And, you know, you have a reaction towards that individual. I often say, you know, you might want to tell somebody they're number one. Yeah, I said that. But anyway, you know, if that's the case, he said, you know, you've got to remember that person was not in your life 5 minutes ago. So why bring them into your life now? Just a little bit of wisdom, if you will. And I always held on to that. There's a lot of truth. I'm not saying that I've applied that principle very well. As I said, sometimes I like to be Dale Earnhardt on the ride to wherever my destination is. But you can't do that with Uber, though. You know, just 2-10-2 combination, right? So anyway, James 4 saying that these conflicts, these quarrels, you know, it's raging within. It's like the boiling water that the eggs are in, and like, you know, there's just all these pressures. But we can turn that dial down. Or maybe not even so much that we turn that dial down, but I think that God in his power and his provision through his word can give us the help that we need to kind of calm those waves, you know, calm the sea. Like the other day when I said that he said, let us go over to the other side. And then he said, he hushed the storm. He can hush that storm that's raging within your life as well. Those conflicts, those quarrels, all those things that God can grant. So if you go on here in James 4 and look at verse 6, he says, but he gives greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, some of those wordages, we take them and we're like, man, double-minded, sinful. Yes, we are all those bad things. But thanks be to God through his grace for our life that he continues to work in and through us and make what was so bad into something that's for his glory. You know, and that's the way we have to look at it. We have to look at it that in these moments of where there is maybe that contention, that inner working, whatever it may be that's going on within us, you know, ultimately, God, can you basically take this and mold it and make me realize that all these things that I'm focused on is something that is pulling me away from the true attention that I should be giving to the details that you want from me. So then that way, when I do ask, it is in a right mindset. So we have to come with that heart of humility. And that's the reason why James 4 says that about the proud as well. So these quarrels, these conflicts, these things that swirl within us, so what is it? It's a raging machine, if you will. And so God in his word is directing us to basically be under the guidance and his desire for our life. I mean, he doesn't really desire for us to function in a way that's out of control, that's a mess internally. And I'm not saying that, you know, life in of itself is not sometimes messy. We know it is, and we know that things can be very difficult to, again, go through and process. I mean, that's the story. But then the beauty of it is that how God takes such a messed up life and can restore and heal and work in a way that, you know, again, it's for his purpose. So I guess in conclusion, from all this, I would say that if we would resist, as James also says, resist the temptation to give into these pleasures or desires that rage within, and give into the heart of humility that desires for God's glory and his purpose in your life, you know, seek first the kingdom, these things, and then everything else will be added, you know. So we start with, you know, I start with a day of coffee. I'm not trying to compare God with coffee, but I'm just saying in the same principle that we start off with our focal point and our desire for God's glory, for his work to be accomplished in our life and not something that we desire. And I think that's the place that we have to land, you know. And it's kind of hard to land in the right place when you're on a trampoline, right? Not that I've done that recently. But anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Sometimes that's the way life is, like a trampoline. But anyway, I feel that, you know, that's where we come to with understanding that these quarrels and these conflicts, it's something that rages within. And thanks be to God, we know that within us is the Spirit of God that has been given to us, the Holy Spirit. So my prayer for you today is that you would ask God in a heart of humility to turn that heat down focus on him and be more consumed about his desire for your life instead of the desires of your own self. And I think that there'll be much fulfillment in that process. And maybe, just maybe, those quarrels and conflicts may subside. Just, as you say, maybe give it a try and see what happens. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.